As the world marked International Press Freedom Day this week, Osman Merghani, editor-in-chief of the Khartoum-based Al-Tayar Arabic Daily newspaper, says over the past 1 year, there were no reports of threats, confiscation of newspapers, or the closure of any radio station in Sudan.
Nobody asked us not to write or what to write, and nobody can take us now to the prison as in the former regime. And nobody can confiscate the newspaper from the printing house. I think it's ideal after the revolution.
Merghani says, given the fact that the transitional government has yet to form the long-awaited legislative council in accordance with the Juba peace deal, media outlets remain a monitoring body that hold the government accountable for their deeds. He says any Sudanese democratic process needs to promote freedom of expression so that people can speak freely and objectively criticize their leaders.
The requirement for democracy is the press freedom, and this is what is available right now. And to make a very safe transition, we need to have freedom of expression, or we need to make some sort of monitoring the government by the free journalists. This will help the transition for sure.
Other journalists say some media houses and journalists still experience some isolated incidents of threats from security agents. Nashua Ramadan Hussein, a Sudanese freelance journalist who writes for several media outlets in and outside the country, says she is not satisfied with the state of press freedom in Sudan following the revolution that led to the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir. Ramadan says reported incidents of threats by Sudanese security operatives against journalists and media houses over the past 1 year contradict the slogan of the Sudanese revolution that called for freedom, justice, and peace. Ramadan says, we cannot conclude that the revolution has brought some changes. She says the media system is still the same. The Sudanese media system as an institution has not witnessed any change. There is no promotion or support for journalists, Ramadan says. Mohammed Al-Amin, the Secretary General of Sudanese Media Council, describes the state of press freedom in the country as better than in previous years. Al-Amin says the council has not received any reports of incidents of media outlets being forced to close or cases of newspapers confiscated by security operatives over the past 1 year. He says the Media Council is working with partners to draft media law and another law on access to information that will fully guarantee the independence of the press in the country. Al-Amin says, currently, we only practice self-censorship policy of each media house. There is an ultimate freedom at the moment, he says. If there are any cross boundaries by any media house, we do encourage complainants concerned to go to the Press Prosecution Department to file an official complaint to deal with the case. We do not have any authority to punish any media house or journalist, Al-Amin says. Al-Amin says most media houses in Sudan have suspended operations due to economic hardships affecting the country. He says only 26 media houses are operating in the country out of more than 50 that acquired operational licenses. According to the 2021 Press Freedom Index ranking released by Reporters Without Borders, Sudan moved up from its position of 175 to 159 out of 180 countries. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.